As you know, if you're a regular listener, we talk with BBC political correspondent Rob Watson all the time. But this is the first time that I've actually seen him in person. Rob, well, you're real.
Well, we shake hands across the desk. There you are. If this was TV, hands. You could see it.
It is so great to see you in person. And first of all, thank you for all that you do for our show every day.
It's a total pleasure. As you know, I lived in the United States for a long time. And if it hadn't been for public radio, I don't know what I would have done.
Why do you think that Brexit matters to the United States?
Why does it matter to the United States? Well, if we talk about the old-fashioned kind of consensus in the United States, so before Donald Trump, the previous view of most American governments since the end of the Second World War is, what did they want in the United Kingdom? They wanted this nice, peaceful, stable place. You know, the place that had the Queen and the rubbish food and crazy weather. But, you know, they were reliable. They were a reliable ally. They were reliable economically. And, of course, most importantly, they were America's kind of voice in the European Union. We were a sort of bridge between Washington and Brussels.
A force of stability. They've got a stiff upper lip. They know what they want.
All of that stuff. And I suspect that after the Trump administration, that will continue to be that the view of future American administrations. That's what they would have wanted. I mean, Donald Trump has been different in the sense that he has completely thrown 60 years of U.S. foreign policy up in the air by encouraging Brexit. I mean, no one will ever forget, you know, the sort of Kissinger line on all of this, which is, you know, when you want Europe, what number do you call? So the United States had wanted Britain in the European Union as that sort of bridge.
Well, and especially with the rise right now of certainly China, and you could also say Russia, to have Europe that may be a little weaker and a UK that may be a little weaker matters because of just the world order and power.
Absolutely. I mean, again, all U.S. administrations, Republican, Democrat, all the sort of what you would call, which I remember from my time in Washington, that sort of, I don't know, the sort of foreign service, the foreign policy infrastructure of Washington, they would just look at this and say, this is nuts. You know, what on earth is Britain doing? It's ruining its standing in the world. It's threatening its economic well-being and is looking less reliable to us as an ally. Now, of course, the Trump administration's view, and it seems to me this is what's going to happen of a necessity if Britain definitely does leave the European Union, it seems to me that Brexit must of a necessity involve a pivot away from Brussels to Washington for the UK. And I guess perhaps under future presidents, that'll be something that's more comfortable than for British people than a pivot to a Washington dominated by President Trump.
Let me just pull back the curtain a little bit on you, Rob. And you, as I've seen since I've been here, are on TV all the time on different channels. When a huge story breaks and you've got to satisfy all these different parts of the BBC all around the world, what do you have to do first? You have to do the domestic audience first, or do you go straight to the World Service, or what do you do?
That's easy, actually. I text or email my wife to say I'm going to be late. My responsibility is mainly actually to describe what's happening in Britain to people who consume the BBC overseas. So I don't have so much of that. And in many ways, that makes my job a lot easier because I'm reporting on the UK in the same way all those years that I lived in the United States, I reported on the US as a foreign correspondent, you know, trying to get that little bit of distance. I try to do that now. And I do think it's an easier job because my domestic colleagues, you know, they get criticized a vast amount. I mean, I think a lot of people who voted Remain think that the BBC had kind of lost the plot and that it's been far too kind of gentle on Brexit. And you wouldn't be surprised to hear that a lot of people who voted Leave think, you know, that the BBC is a hotbed of metropolitan elite Remainers.
Do you get bored of covering Brexit?
So I'm wondering whether this is wise to let this metaphor out that I use at dinner parties. What the hell? Go for it. Why not? So I sometimes describe in more intimate, non-on-the-air surroundings, I liken Brexit to a bad opera. And you say, what do you mean by a bad opera, Rob? Well, you know, a good opera has great tunes, you know, these enormous characters and a kind of almighty ending, right? I mean, that's what we like about opera. But it seems to me that Brexit, the arias, the songs, by which I mean the arguments, are rubbish in the sense that we've heard them all so many times, so we're all really bored of the same tune, the same arguments. The characters, well, I'm not sure that any of the main characters involved in this would really make it into the British Hall of Greats in terms of political history. So that means all we're waiting for is this dramatic ending. And I don't think that's going to happen, right? I mean, I just think that we are going to carry on talking about our relationship with the European Union forever and a day. So no good tunes, no astonishingly kind of consumptive kind of heroine who dies flat on the floor, and no dramatic ending.
That is the BBC's political correspondent and apparently opera correspondent as well, Rob Watson. Great to talk to you in person.
And great to see you, Jeremy. We'll shake hands again.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.